Welcome back.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon. This is Michael.
And Joanne.
And welcome back to another great show, the MJ Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Sorry it's been so long since we've been able to sit down and talk with you.
It's been way too long. It's been like over 3 weeks now. We are so sorry to our audience.
Busy with work, busy with sales. Fires going on in California.
It is crazy right now for all those folks listening. I'm not sure if you know, but Southern California is on fire, and it is not sales.
No, a lot of natural disasters. Got to pray for those people that are fighting them, and the homes are being lost. So,
especially all to all my Marine brothers out there at Camp Pendleton. We are so sorry. Your base is burning down. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a lot of great material to go over today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have my lovely associate, Joanne, go ahead and tell us what is today's mission.
Today's mission, we're going to start with what is the customer's mission. Then we're going to talk about how to stay motivated. That's one of our favorite topics because I think it's so important.
Joey, can we just go number two instead of number one and start talking about... Okay.
Then we're going to talk about... Well, if we can get a hold of Dr. Gino, we're going to talk about love because he's supposed to do a special sitcom, special episode with us about love. Because we really want this show not just to be about work, but about wholeness and about how love is just like the number one thing everyone needs.
And our show here, the MJ Show, may be a little bit different than other trainings, podcasts out there on new home sales. We want our podcast, like Joanne just said, not just to be one-sided, all about train. We want it to be entertaining, fun, energetic, something to pick you up. If you're having a bad day, just tune in and listen to us.
Real topics.
Because we're real people. Mm-hmm. And that's what sells homes, is real people. Mm-hmm. When it all comes down to it, salesperson. Mm-hmm. There is the word person is in salesperson, because we are all people. Mm-hmm. And if you just fake the funk, it's going to come out, it's going to show, and people are not going to know that you are being real, authentic, and it's not going to happen.
You're not going to build a quality rapport with that person.
No, you're not. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Now, for all those listeners out there, we went ahead and Joanne and I just attended great training. Amazing training. Oh, my gosh.
We're very fortunate to constantly have training to keep our tools sharpened.
Yep. And to keep us motivated, I think.
Keep us motivated, Have a day out of the office and really start going, let's get into it.
I love training. Mm-hmm. For all those agents out there, you think, training, I heard it once, I heard it over. You know what? That may be true.
You forget it.
But you forget it. Or you just, I don't know, sometimes it's just good to, put more, air behind your sails so you can just sail down the river a little bit easier.
Yeah, and then you have lunch.
I love lunch. I'm all about lunch. I'm all about food. I love
never
food.
I never heard of B.F. Chang's.
Oh, my God. B.F. Chang's rock. I have Bill Bowl noodles.
Mm-hmm. Sushi.
Sushi.
Only like you, me, and some other
I think I gained 2 pounds that day. Oh, it was crazy.
I love training.
Okay, so Joanne, so we got three things we're going to go over. It looks like you put here on your agenda the customer's mission, staying motivated, and love.
And love.
So you say we can't talk about motivation first. Do you want to go right into training, or do you just want to talk about customer's mission?
We want to talk about the customer's mission.
All right, customer's mission.
What is it? What are you talking about? What does that mean? Customers have a mission? I don't get it. I thought we had a mission. Our mission is to sell homes. So what are you talking about, Michael?
Well, I took some notes from our wonderful training we just attended. And a lot of the training today is centered around Jeff Shore's 4-2 training. For those sales associates out there that don't know what we're talking about, Jeff Shore is a dynamic training individual out there. He sold homes for KB Homes for a while, went into business for himself, becoming a trainer. I had the privilege of knowing him for about 10 years now. And he wrote a couple books. Our most recently is Be Bold and Win the Sale. Mm-hmm. The one before that was called 4-2. And there's another one before the 4-2. It was called New Home Sales. Something I got ran around here somewhere. But a lot of the training we just received just last week was on the 4-2. And the notes I took about the customer's mission is every customer is on a mission. Do you agree with that, Joanne?
I do agree with that.
And a mission to improve his or her life.
Mm-hmm. Is that a quote from Jeff Shore?
It is. It's in bold. It's in quotes. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down because I'm a good listener. Even though I have ADD really bad, I think I do. I don't know. It's never really been confirmed. I drink a lot of coffee.
I confirmed it.
Okay. Well, I think it should be like a prerequisite to get into our job.
I think so, too.
I think you should be able to multitask in different levels. Mm-hmm. And, oh, that's a whole other thing about disc. We got to talk about disc.
Yeah, later. We got to do disc. Oh, yeah. Everyone should do a disc
training. Podcast number four, disc training. Mm-hmm. Discs.
Really? Disc.
Yeah.
Just what, one.
What'd you say?
Disc.
Can you spell that, please?
D-I-S-C.
Okay, got it. Oh, we actually got to see how compatible we are today.
You and I?
Yeah. As far as a disc train.
Because you know, oh, we do have to log that on online. It,
show you how we
should
work
we tell them
better?
The secret about our disc training?
What?
That it's identical?
Yeah, it's identical.
It's identical.
Yeah, it's identical.
He's a little bit more... What was your dot? To the left, just a tiny bit more, I think, than mine.
To the left.
I'm a little bit more to the right, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more to the left side.
Yeah.
That's not means like I'm a liberal or anything.
We're not going to talk about our blood type.
No.
Nope, this is keep going.
Okay, we'll keep it clean here, okay?
Keep it clean.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to spill the beans either. So to all those who say, where are these two nut bags? Because, you know, we're two nuts at the can... when it comes down to it, in a new home sales office, what we're talking about is pretty much your selling profiles, and that will be in podcast number four. But going back to Jeff Shore's...
every customer's on a mission to improve
his or her life.
So you have to figure out what their life is currently like.
Yeah, and why are they there? Something's broke. Fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Fix it, fix it, fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So get it. And the way by doing that is... from the training, what I got, I'm not sure what you got from it, Joanne, is asking more why questions.
Why?
Why are you here?
Well, we already covered that in the gas station analogy.
I know. But what we were going back to is pretty much the customer's mission to improve his or her life. So we got to dig deep and say, why are you out looking at new homes
today?
And
new homes when you have a home at home.
Yeah, what's broken? What's not working?
That's a what?
I know.
This is tough.
Why? I know. God, that's really tough.
Okay. Okay. Tell me more about that. Why are you looking for a new home today?
Well, Joanne, my wife and I are expecting a baby.
Well, tell me more about that.
Well, it's early in the stages. We haven't told the family members yet. Mm-hmm. We hope it's a girl because, mm-hmm. man, my wife really wants a baby girl.
And why is that going to change your current situation where you're living now?
Because we currently only have a 2-bedroom apartment, and we would really like to have something a little bit bigger.
Okay. What size are you looking for? Now, I transferred into the what.
Uh-huh.
Is that an appropriate time to do that?
It is.
Okay, because still, I've gotten a little bit of a why out.
Yeah, but I'm still talking, communicating. Keep going deep.
Okay.
Dig down.
Okay, so you said you have 2-bedroom apartment.
Uh-huh.
Why is that not going to work for you anymore when the new arrival comes? Because that was 2 bedrooms.
Yeah, because that's two... Well, you know, it's 2 bedrooms... But also, my wife's mom is going to come stay with us when the baby's first born, Joanne.
Okay, how long is she going to be there?
Well, she's going to be there for probably about 6 months. She's coming from overseas, from Russia.
Wow.
And if Putin will let her out of the country.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. It's a half Putin baby.
Mm-hmm.
And to see what can happen.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about that.
Oh, I like that question, Joanne. And for all those out there, Joanne is using...
Elaborate deeper onto that.
Oh, my gosh. Elaborate. My dad taught me that word when I was like in sixth grade. I thought it was the coolest word ever. I taught my son that the other day. He's like, so do I go on Xbox and play that? I'm like, no, it's an elaborate.
Elaborate.
Means, tell me more about that.
101.
Yeah. That's a whole other story about raising your kids. But... Okay.
Elaborate more on the fact that your mother's coming from overseas 6 months. Does she do that regularly?
She does. Oh. Yeah, she does.
Good for her.
I know. Mm-hmm. So, all right, time out. Good job role playing.
Thank you.
High five.
Woo!
Woo! All right. So, in our training,
mm-hmm.
we were taught to dig deep.
Dig.
Go way dig.
Mm-hmm.
Way deep.
Way deeper.
Deeper.
I'm an archaeologist at heart.
Deeper, very white. Deep. So, dude, that's a can. I gotta love what we do for a living, folks.
So we need to be a little
that's
everything.
Why we are here. You gotta be nutty to do what we do. You just can't just wake up and go, I'm gonna go sell a home.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way, folks. Mm-hmm. You gotta be up, energy, motivated, inspired. And what inspires you? And that's gonna be our second part of our today's mission. Okay, mm-hmm. what we're gonna try to hit on. But going back to the customer's mission, so they're there with a purpose in mind. Find out what the purpose is. Dig deep. And like what Joanne just did, she dug deep. And then she's going to say, well, Michael, what would be the perfect solution for you?
I figured out your certain little hidden little desire, that painful little spot in where you live now that needs changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from what I understand is that it's just too small.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, right. Yeah, so you got to dig deep, folks. Dig. And because what's happening out there is a lot of other sales agents are not.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming in and saying, here's a price sheet, here's a brochure, miles of that way. What are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Customers will tell you their specification, but they always buy their motivation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you agree, John?
I agree that all decisions are eventually at the crux of it, an emotional decision. You got to dig into there and see what the emotional decision is.
Yeah.
The 2-bedroom, the 3-bedroom is not the emotional decision.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we've got a brand new baby that should have his own room and you should be able to paint, you know, freaking T-Rex all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be one of those special places that he gets to grow up and be part. That's the emotional. That's the emotional attachment. It's not a 3-bedroom. It's just
mm-hmm.
my son. His name is Charlie. Charlie wants T-Rexes and he wants a big tractor in his room. And those are the things that are going to bring out into that desire for change.
That's right.
That's going to motivate them to pack up their stuff and go through some real difficult loan applications and digging into their finances to
mm-hmm.
make it happen because Charlie deserves a damn T-Rex.
Well, Charlie's going to get a damn T-Rex.
He's
going
to get it.
We're going to
sell it to
him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Charlie's
going to
get
it. We're not going to turn people away.
No.
We're going to tell them, yes,
if he wants
can.
T-Rex, we're going to get him a T-Rex.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to saddle it up and ride it out the
mm-hmm.
store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So what you're saying is people buy with emotion, backed
absolutely.
Up by logic.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know who said that? Dave Stone in a book called New Home Sales.
I should have wrote that book.
I know. Well, sorry, Dave Stone did. And even though he's dead, I mean, he wrote a good damn book. I got
apparently.
The, you know I have the original manuscript?
The oh, original?
I can't say that on
the
air.
Original? He's kidding.
All right. For Dave Stone family members, I'm just joking.
He's kidding.
But I will sell it to you. Just email me. All right.
We'll start the bidding.
Yeah. We'll start the bidding. Okay. But anyway, going back, emotion, dig deep, dig really deep. Have fun with it. More whys than whats. As soon as you figure out why they're moving, move to the transition of what's their current, you know, situation, dissatisfaction of their current home now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say, well, you know, what I like to use is Joanne, so what you're sharing with me is pretty much that you need to relocate because you're going through a separation,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm sorry you're going through that. Actually, my brother went through the same thing a couple years ago, and it wasn't fun.
What happened to him?
Well, he turned out okay, just like you're going to turn out. And it's challenging, it's tough, I won't lie to you, but a new home is like a new start.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
So, in your perfect world, if you could pick a home, what would it look like?
A castle.
Tell me more about that.
Well, it's going to have a tower.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be pink. I'm going to have a pink Hummer.
Okay.
It's going to have a swimming pool.
Tell me, okay.
Because my son is going to be able to go swimming because I'm going to teach him to swim. And we're going to be able to do functions at home.
Oh,
and it's going to be this little perfect little family environment. I really don't have to have a pink castle.
Okay.
I don't really like pink that much. But I do like a little stonework.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like a home with some character.
Right.
I need at least a 3-bedroom on an open plan.
Okay.
Philosophy.
Right.
I like vaulted ceilings.
Okay.
I like solar.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else?
Well, I'd like a little bit of land for landscaping.
Okay.
If I want to go out there and teach them how to pitch.
Okay.
I want to be able to have some grass that you can do that on.
And what don't you want in a home? The last thing I want to do is waste your time.
What I do not want... I'll take about anything at this point.
Okay. So, Joanne, it sounds like you went through a hard time in your life, right? You need something sooner than later.
Sooner than later.
And it sounds like I need to show you at least a 3-bedroom.
I
want to
live the dream.
Something
okay.
with a yard.
Yeah.
Something that your son can go out there and play ball.
Absolutely.
Something with some stonework.
Something we can entertain him because I love having people over. We're both very social.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, based on the information you shared with me,
mm-hmm.
we currently do have a home that might suit your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind taking a couple minutes and come with me?
That's what I'm here to do. I want to see it. I'm excited.
Perfect. And for any chance, if you would fall in love with the home I'm about to show you, would you feel comfortable moving forward today?
I'll move forward.
Is there anyone else involved in the purchase decision?
No. Mm-mm.
And in a month, it could work for you?
Absolutely.
Damn, Joe, you're getting me excited. I like this.
No, I'm a motivator.
Oh, my God. Let's go look at this
let's
home.
Let's see what you can do, Michael.
All right. So, time out.
Okay.
Joanne, great job. High five. Oh,
I'm buying
so,
a home today.
All right, you're buying a home.
That's the best thing ever.
You see, it's not hard what we do, folks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks think they have to go through the whole model homes and before they can start digging. You know what? Our job, our professionals, people come here, they will open up to you before they open up to any family members about their personal situation, mm-hmm. their financials, mm-hmm. and what they want and don't want, just because we are professionals at what we do. Mm-hmm. So, to kind of end on today's segment, is there anything else you want to end on about the customer's mission, about the whys?
I think it's just really remembering that they do have a specific mission.
That's right.
You know?
And remember, we are salespeople, mm-hmm. and in salespeople is the people.
We're trying to meet their needs.
We are dream makers.
We're dream makers.
Yeah.
We're not only dream makers, we're dream deliverers.
I agree. I like that a lot. I'm going to write that down.
We're delivering dreams.
Delivering
one
dreams.
One home at a time.
Woo! I need you in room number one. We are delivering a dream.
We're delivering a dream.
Nice. All right.
They call me Double D.
Hey, why not? Okay. I like it. I'm into it. For all you single guys, don't forget.
Don't say that.
All right, Joanne, okay, Joanne, get your composure. Okay.
I am cute, though.
All right. Honestly, she's on 300 pounds, and she's under 5'2". And she needs braces.
I do not.
Okay.
Claire, the mechanism.
All right. Now we're going to move to our next segment of our show, Staying Motivated. Stay motivated.
Mm-hmm. If you're gifted to have a great partner like me, this will be easier than if you don't have a good partner. But some people don't have a good partner. What do you do?
And a lot of things can get people down, too.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about staying motivated, it's about being motivated.
Mm-hmm. And turning off your personal life when you walk in the door here, yeah, which can be difficult, too.
It's way tough. You gotta leave it at the door. You gotta check that thing out.
I try to check it at the home door.
Yeah, just do it.
I want to drive here to be cool.
Yeah, drive there. Sometimes mm-hmm. having to drive to work is good because you get mm-hmm. to listen to a great podcast.
You do. Mm-hmm.
And listen to our two nutty lives.
I get to laugh and giggle.
Laugh and giggle. Have fun.
I love laughing.
And staying motivated. Just like right now, Joanne went to the Port-a-John because our toilet is broken in the bottle. Joanne, how'd you break the toilet? Did you break it?
I didn't even use it. All I know
it's
is
backed
that,
up.
All I know is that Michael came out of it and said it was not me, but we cannot use the toilet. Apparently, I don't think it was Michael. I just know that I was holding it all day long, and then we have a Port-a-John here that people can use for our guests, which really, it's not my personal preference. But anyways, I guess after working here, I probably should have used it a long time ago. I don't like, I'll do a Port-a-John all day long if I'm camping. But if I am a sales professional at work, I don't want to go out to a port-a-potty.
But you did.
I did. I did. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I had to go.
You were camping.
How many times can you drive across the street to Safeway?
You were camping. I think it's great.
Oh, we got some people rolling.
Oh, nice. We got a nice fancy Mustang.
We're
going to
go deliver them the dream. We're going to deliver them the dream.
You're a dream maker.
I'm a dream deliverer.
Deliver.
Don't forget.
Deliver room number one.
Double date.
Yep. Need Dr. Joanne.
Dr. Joe.
All right. She's going to sell us home. For all you listeners out there, we're going to be right back.
This guy's just about ready to crash into my Tundra.
Okay. And actually, we're going to talk about staying motivated, some activities you can do to stay motivated.
Yeah. While we take the short break, why don't you think of ways that you stay motivated?
All right. Go ahead. Think about it. And we'll be right back. All right, everyone. We're back. That was the best ever. Okay, we had a guy pull up in his beautiful convertible Mustang.
Mustang. They were just enjoying the 80-degree weather here in California.
Yeah. You know what he needed on that Mustang? Plasti dip.
He needs some plasti dip. He needs some black rims that you can get for $10 Home Depot by buying, I never say it right, plasti dip?
Plasti dip.
Plasti dip.
For all those listeners who don't know what plasti dip is.
It's awesome.
It's like spray paint black and it has a rubberized coating. You can plasti dip anything.
Matte black. M-A-T-T-E.
Yeah. I think it's way cool. But, so the customer came in. Joanne did take the check. High five, Joanne. Another high five.
Mm-hmm.
Joanne went right to the Y's.
I went to the Y's.
Okay, I'm going to let Joanne tell the story because this is good. Joanne, tell them what you did real quick. Okay, now 2 minutes. We got to break down so we can get back to the motivations.
Okay, so basically, he is retiring. They really wanted to move to Texas, but their family is here. That's the why. They want to stay, but they want to have a second home somewhere else, but they have to make this their current property because of family. That is the why factor. Their grandkids are here, and they are not willing to miss out on their lives.
That's a pretty good why
so
factor.
So we sold them a home in a very low-maintenance community that offers the exact square footage that they need. They can leave town whenever they want because it's in a very safe location. Very low HOAs, maintains it all for them, lock it up, go. But when they're home, they're close to their grandkids. They have enough room for their grandkids to have slumber parties. They have walking distance to all the parks and trails. Boom. Perfect.
Love it. Okay, give them 2 minutes. Good job, Joanne.
Thank you. I was like 158.
Okay, I like that. Okay, so going back to the motivations.
Step two. Stay motivated.
Of our segment here, stay motivated. There's a lot of things you can do to stay motivated throughout the day. The thing which you don't want to be is unmotivated. When the customer comes to the door, you don't want to be like, oh, God.
We've all had those days, though.
What do they want? Why are they pulling up?
In the middle of our podcast.
God, I'm like depressed. Well, you can't be like that. You gotta be excited. You gotta be motivated.
Woo-hoo! Open the door for him.
Open the door for him. Like, get your ass in here. What's up? Why are you out looking?
I love Michael's like, we've been waiting for you all day long.
All day long. Love that Mustang. How does it feel to have the hair just go back?
On this perfect day.
Perfect day. Mm-hmm. And for all the Southern Californians, we are so sorry. Your life is a miserable hell right now because of that.
We talked about the fires.
Yeah, the fires are awful. That's horrible. We're sorry. Mm-hmm. We hope all gets well, and it's always good. So, stay motivated. You got to do it. Also, too, when we were on a break, we just got a nice phone call from Dr. Gino, and he apologized. He can't make it. Mm-hmm. He's in the middle of a session with a patient right now. Mm-hmm. He's helped doing some therapy. But he did share with us a couple points.
We told him that he needs to just tape his segment and get it to us, but we'll do that a different time. But what were some of the couple points that he told you about Michael?
Okay, well, first point he said...
Wait, are we skipping the motivation thing?
I think we're doing the motivation.
We covered it. You guys know how to do it. Just figure it out and find something fun to do so you stay rocking and rolling. Maybe you have to do... Sometimes Michael says, what do you tell me to do? Tractor crawlers? Mountain climbers? What are they?
Mountain climbers.
They're hard to do in a dress, but I'm going to figure it out. So we'll do some mountain climbers. Pick it back up.
Mountain climbers.
Get excited.
Mountain climbers. Not right now, Joanne. I know you want to do them. Not right now.
I like 10.
Yeah, you like 10. Okay, so the first bullet point, what Dr. Gino told us was be true and be real. Oh my gosh.
Basically, it sounds like sales.
Okay, so Joanne, I'm married, going on a kabillion years. Yeah, like, I don't know, like 17 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I know. I'm so excited.
And I think there's value in being true and be real. You know what? Because my whole thing is I do not want to live in fantasy.
Yeah.
We all know people have problems. We all know people have, things that they're good about, attributes.
Yes.
I just want to know what I'm dealing with. I'd rather live in reality and go, wow, that's your problem. This is my problem. Let's work together. Instead of hiding and masking our problems, let's just be real with each other and love each other for our goods and our bads.
So be true and be real. That's kind of like my philosophy. Yeah. Be true, be real, and the rest will show. Be who you are. Don't be a fake. Don't fake the funk. Mm-mm. Because in a lot of therapy sessions, what the doctor tells us is people lie a lot to each other, to themselves.
And it really shows an insecurity. Like, I'm sorry, but I've met a couple men that they want to have that fake and phony, I'm a perfect boyfriend. But the reality is, they're not.
Asparagus.
What's unfortunate is that they're lying just because they're insecure with who they really are. Mm-hmm. By showing somebody who they really are, they think that person won't really like them. When it's like, dude, just be real with yourself. Let somebody find and love you for you. Because that's when you're just going to be able to flourish.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. So that's bullet point number one.
What's two?
Joanne, I'm going to let you read number two.
Number two.
I'm not sure if you're reading my handwriting, but go right ahead.
Well, he put honesty. I think honesty has to go with the first point. But I think what he means by honesty is actually the words that come out of your mouth.
Or maybe honor?
Yeah, I think
it's honor. It's part of honor, honesty is honor.
I think so. So what was the first one again?
Be true, be real. Second?
Honesty. Which really is just backing up the first one.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And the third one,
the third one, this is make it exciting. I want to read that one.
Yeah, I got to make it exciting.
Mm-hmm. Scott, that's just like sales.
Got to keep it exciting. You got to keep the ball moving.
You got to keep your relationship moving.
Can't be stagnant.
You can't be sitting there going, like, what do you want to see, like, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman again? No, let's get your ass out on the lake, throw on the bikini. Who cares? Let's make it fun.
Mother's Day and Valentine's Day are not the only 2 days you should, like, really treat your woman special.
Mm-mm.
It should be every day.
Yeah, go find a dugout. Get crazy.
Yeah, get crazy. Get into it. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, that's
stay the motivated.
Yeah, stay motivated with them. Okay? Mm-hmm.
So this should be your best friend. And if you followed step one and were totally real and true with yourself, then they would be your best friend.
Yep. And then the second step, a second bullet point was being honest. And the third one,
make it exciting.
Make it exciting. It
should always be exciting. This is life.
Be exciting. This
if
is
you're
life.
Bored and unhappy, it's your own fault because you can be in charge of your own happiness and you can be in charge of your own life.
That's right. So with that being said, I think we did a lot here today, Joanne. Today's mission, I think we covered the customer's mission.
I feel better about
more
myself.
Whys and whats. Staying motivated. Just stay motivated.
Just do it.
Just do it.
I know. All I know is that, you know, why ask why? Try Bud Why. Just do it. Nike. There's some really great sponsors who have already tapped into this making billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars. I want half of that money.
Love. Jesus Christ. Done.
Done. Bam. You said be honest. You said keep it true.
Seriously. Those are the three groups of your life. Have a couple drinks. Get out there and exercise. Play some sports. Love people like Christ. I think we accomplished everything here.
Okay, when she says drinks, I think she says Gatorade.
There is not a podcast like us anywhere.
Nowhere. So this is not only a training podcast, but this is a podcast on life in general. We want to keep it entertaining and fun, and we want to hear from everyone out there.
So
Joanne, go on to everyone. What our email address is? mjnewhome@gmail.com.
Of course.
For all those listeners out there, Joanne's like, I don't know what the hell the email account is. I have no clue.
Michael's in charge of checking it.
Actually, everyone, I'm in charge.
Only checking the email. Yeah. Everything else is me.
Yeah, everything else is Joanne. She's the one that wrote the script today.
Not really.
Yeah, she's in charge of everything.
If it's funny, I did it.
Yes. Okay, so next podcast we hope to do here in a little bit, Monday, tomorrow, we are going to be talking about the what.
Ooh, I like the what's. Nobody's really countered the what's. No. There's not a one-man marketing brand that's done, like, what?
Oh, my gosh. Just think about the power of what.
The power of what?
I like that.
We're gonna corner that one.
Okay. Well, stay tuned. Have fun. Keep it real. Keep it true. Be true to yourself.
We love you.
We love y'all. We hope all is good.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
All right, MJ.
Peace out.
Out.